You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on back. Final hour here of Dana and Parks. A couple of animal-related stories to pass along to you. Not looking to make these topics. There's apparently a beaver on the loose that is terrorizing swimmers in upstate New York.
That is one angry beaver.
Officials, Dan, have issued a dire warning.
Dire warning?
A dire warning after a beaver attacked two swimmers at a quaint upstate New York vacation spot, prompting officials to issue a warning about rabid rodents in the area.
Well, were they messing with the beaver's dam?
I don't know what they were doing, Dan. I think they were swimming. Merriment, general enjoyment of the outdoors.
Yeah.
Brandon Shortsleeve told NBC 5 that he and his friend were bitten by the beaver July 4th.
Wait. His name is what?
His last name is Shortsleeve, Sam. No, I don't know what he was wearing when he did the interview. Brandon Shortsleeve and his friend were bitten by a beaver July 4th.
It's really hard to focus.
I wear long sleeve shirts under short sleeve shirts under long sleeve shirts.
And that is Brandon Shortsleeve, ladies and gentlemen.
It gets worse. Brandon Shortsleeve and his friend were bitten by a beaver July 4th while out for a swim on Turtle Island.
Oh my gosh, his name is written down as Brandon.
The first time my friend ended up picking it up, it swam back at him. So we were like, okay, this thing's out for blood. I jumped in the water, grabbed whatever it was attacking him, and pulled it out. Shortsleeve said he was bitten multiple times by the beaver after he attempted to yeet it off of his friend who was, quote, freaking out while the water rat had attacked him. I'm like, okay, it's a beaver. It ended up biting me a few times as I got out of the water. I kept a good grip on this thing, and then I tossed him.
I can just hear the screams from his friend right now.
Shortsleeve and his pals run in with the rowdy rodent is cause for concern. They are worried the rowdy beaver has rabies.
By the way, this author of this article knew exactly what they were doing. There were multiple other people there that they could have showcased.
Turtle Lake.
They were talking to everybody and like, wait a minute, your name is what? You are the subject of the story, Mr. Shortsleeve.
You. We're taking you.
I mean, any good beaver needs yeeting.
Yeet. And then, Dan, I'm glad you're here for this one a more mature member of our little group here.
Oh, thanks.
Costco shoppers. Attention, Costco shoppers are psyched for throwback fashion as a huge symbol for us Gen Xers has sold out. This past weekend, thousands of Generation X shoppers descended on Costco stores nationwide to procure the discount superstore's latest viral hit. Esprit sweatshirts. Remember those?
Esprit.
Remember it? Like, it was pastel colors, like Esprit.
Mm-hmm. Esprit.
Featuring the same crayon-colored logos made famous in the 1980s. Every single colorway and size of the fleece crew neck has already sold out. In stores, online, you cannot find it.
Does it come in short sleeve?
Get out. Get.
Come on. That was out. Great.
Can I get a rabid beaver with my Esprit short sleeve?
Esprit.
Meet me at Turtle Lake. Is it Esprit?
No. It's really simple. Esprit. Yeah.
We were poor, Dan. I didn't have Esprit.
I didn't wear this stuff either. Plus, I was a dude in the 80s. So, yeah.
Was this feminine clothing?
No, Sam, this was just a sweatshirt when we were growing up.
I remember.
And it just said Esprit. That's it.
Okay.
Costco has brought them back. They are sold out. Founded in 1968, by the way, by two residents of San Francisco. Oh, who also created the North Face. They're not worried where their next meal is coming from. So I will ask you what... from the 1980s, what was worse fashion-wise that should never be brought back? And it's got to be the neon. The neon colors.
The neon.
Oh, it was so bad in the 80s.
I think it's the hair to the sky that really is was too much.
That is something that has not come back. The mullet has come back. The god-awful mustaches have come back.
The anti-gravity ladies' hair, that has not come back yet.
I mean, you ladies in the 80s used so much hairspray that we literally blew a hole through the ozone layer.
Yes, we did.
Which, by the way,
that
good
was just
news,
me.
Has since fixed itself.
It has been fixed.
Along with Swatch watches and Jordache jeans, Esprit sweatshirts were status items that back in the day cost, any guesses, Dan? Back in the day, what would you pay at the mall?
It was $14.95.
Oh, God, no. It was north of that.
$25.
Remember,
bucks.
I was poor, Dan. Higher.
That was a lot of money back in 1985.
Bucks?
A good Esprit sweatshirt
Esprit.
As a status item. Cost around $45 back in the day.
That was very expensive.
Oh, my.
I told you, I never had one.
Yeah, that's like buying a hoodie for $350 nowadays.
Yep, roughly $140 today.
Or that, yeah.
And that means, listen to this, the tops worn by Lisa Bonet and Jennifer Connelly were full-on designer pieces on par with sweatshirts from Aviator Nation and Fear of God today.
Yeah, it was just one of those brands that was very popular among the women of the era.
Oh, I was men too.
Just like the Izod, Lacrosse.
Oh, the Izod.
And the Polo.
And see, we shopped at Kmart and Alco. Uh-huh. We didn't even have, oh gosh, what's her name? That ended up repping Kmart for years. We
Vera
didn't.
Yeah,
no, the other one. She was one of the Charlie's Angels. We didn't even have her.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. From the text line, things that shouldn't come back: parachute pants.
Oh God, no.
No. The real parachute pants
Terrible.
Were really cool.
No, they weren't, Dan.
Jellies have already made a comeback. I have a couple of friends who wear jellies.
Oh, good Lord.
Doc Martens.
Ooh, Doc Martens could come back. That wouldn't bother me.
Now, like Jordache jeans. Only those around 16, 17 years old could wear them. No Gen X people are going to be able to wear actual Jordache jeans.
No. Sam?
Pro Wings? What are Pro Wings? I don't know.
Oh, Pro Wings, the shoes.
Are those the boots?
No, Pro Wings were like the shoes that you got at Payless Shoe Source.
And a bunch of people are saying Jacqueline Smith.
Thank you, Jacqueline Smith. She was one of the Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to make Kmart cool. It didn't work, but she tried.
From the text line, I always wanted that green. Wait, sorry. Let me try that again. From the text line, I always wanted that Guess jean jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but it was $100.
So bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one was
high fashion.
Pepe jeans. Remember Pepe jeans?
No.
And Guess.
Ooh,
and we could
shorts.
Not afford any of them. I used to just roam around wishing someone would gift me a pair of Guess jeans.
Did you wear the stirrup pants?
Oh, you know we did. And then for a while, wrestling shoes were popular.
Mm-hmm.
For those who did not wrestle.
There was a lot of chaos in the 80s around fashion.
Simmered down. All right, 6571. Can we please bring back dolphin shorts? I had to look them up.
What are dolphin shorts?
Dolphin shorts.
Hold, please.
Think like the super tight booty shorts that the stereotypical Hooters girl would wear.
Oh, my God. We do not.
Oh, those are dolphin shorts.
Unisex,
the dolphin
says.
Shorts, those were just normal shorts.
No, Magnum P.I. shorts. That's what I'm going to call them. That's what Magnum P.I. wore.
That's right.
Too tight, too short.
Like
that's what the basketball shorts look like for a while.
The modern-day Nike shorts, but the Nike shorts in modern-day are loose. These are slim fitting.
Because they're just shorts.
They are very, very tight.
Members only jackets.
Oh, that's one.
Starter jackets.
Yeah.
I have a really cool Chief starter jacket from the early 90s.
Which, by the way, what do you have in your house that is worth a mind-blowing amount of money? Did you guys see this? An empty box has just sold for $10,700.
This is insane.
An empty box, which originally contained a 1996 Nintendo 64 Super Mario 64.
But it's empty.
You don't get the game with it.
Doesn't have a game.
The box is empty.
The box. Now, the box is signed by the guy who created Mario.
Oh, okay. All right.
It
well, that is
sold.
An important piece
oh,
of
pardon me. $11,308. An empty box.
It's very esoteric.
It was part of a multiple collection of trading cards and retro video games sold last week. In total, including Pokemon cards, a Game Boy Advance game, Pokemon Emerald, a bunch of stuff. Basically, they raised $300,000 at this auction. But the real sort of head scratcher was the empty box. A rare Japan exclusive Panasonic Q, which could play Nintendo GameCube games and watch DVDs, sold for $1,652.
So this was like the rarest of the rare gaming memorabilia.
$1,500, it can't be that rare. Or is it just so niche that like no one's quite nerdy enough to want something like that?
And
right?
Why would you want it? Is it even compatible today? Also from the text line, things from the 80s that need to come back. IOU sweatshirts.
Okay.
And we got a text from your good friend who said that Umbro shorts
have
made a comeback.
Oh, the Umbros. Those were also too
Ocean
expensive.
Ocean Pacific was rather cool.
OP. Hey, remember, did you guys used to be able to wear, Dan, the, what was the Spuds McKenzie, the Budweiser dog shirt?
Oh, I would never be allowed to wear something like that.
I wouldn't either. And our school stepped in, because I didn't own one, but a bunch of kids did, and said you are not allowed to wear Spuds McKenzie stuff at school.
Yeah, because it was beer.
It was beer.
Mm-hmm. 913. And lastly, do you remember Z Cavaricci? Oh,
please. Please, do I remember Z Cavaricci? Yeah. Also, too poor to have a pair of Z Cavaricci's. But the men would wear those driving around in that Camaro IROC Z, and we thought they were so cool.
And dousing themselves with Polo cologne.
So, or Armani, so gross.
By the way, if you go to Z Cavaricci's website, it says, wear the pants you remember.
Please don't.
Now it's just, I remember to wear pants.
Z Cavaricci, now you're 70. Please remember to put on pants. We're back after this.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.